The AMD Talus acquisition landed with 708 points and 536 comments on HN, which puts it in the top tier of community engagement this week. And when you dig into what Talus actually does, the reaction makes sense. Most AI inference optimization happens in software. You're writing better kernels, managing memory more efficiently, scheduling compute more cleverly. Talus is doing something structurally different. They're etching the model weights themselves into the silicon at fabrication time. This means the model isn't loaded into memory during inference. It's physically encoded in the chip structure.
For listeners who aren't chip designers, walk us through why that matters.
The biggest bottleneck in LLM inference right now is not raw compute, it's memory bandwidth. Every time you run an inference pass, you're shuttling billions of floating point parameters from memory into compute units. That data movement is slow and power hungry. If the weights are physically part of the chip, think of it like ROM versus RAM. You eliminate that bottleneck almost entirely. The latency characteristics become fundamentally different. You're not fetching weights. They're already there.
The obvious trade-off is flexibility. If the model is baked into silicon, you can't update it. You can't fine-tune it. You can't swap in a newer model when GPT-7 drops. So this is an architecture that makes sense for specific, stable inference workloads, not for frontier research or rapidly evolving deployments.
Exactly. And AMD is clearly thinking about edge deployment, embedded systems, and specialized inference accelerators. If you're running a customer service AI that's been stable for 18 months and you need to deploy it in 100,000 locations with minimal infrastructure, a chip with the model baked in is a compelling proposition. You don't need a data center. You don't need network connectivity. You don't need a GPU cluster.
The strategic play for AMD is also worth examining. NVIDIA dominates the training compute market and has a strong position in inference for data center workloads. AMD has been trying to chip away at that, pun partially intended, with ROTM and Instinct GPUs. But the Talus approach sidesteps the CUDA ecosystem entirely. You're not competing with NVIDIA's software stack. You're building a different category of product.
The VLLM piece that surfaced today complements this discussion nicely. The article does a deep technical walkthrough of how VLLM achieves high-throughput inference through page detention, essentially borrowing memory management ideas from operating systems and applying them to KV cache handling. The insight is that KV cache fragmentation is a massive source of GPU memory waste, and treating attention memory more like virtual memory in an OS dramatically improves utilization. It's a 2025 piece, but it's clearly circulating again because the AMD Talus story made people want to understand the inference landscape more broadly.
How does VLLM's approach compare architecturally to what Talus is doing?
They're solving different problems at different layers. VLLM is optimizing how you manage a large language model that lives in DRAM and HBM during inference. It's a software orchestration problem. Talus is eliminating DRAM as the model's home entirely. In a sense, VLLM is the best solution for the world as it currently exists. Talus is a bet on a different world where certain models are stable enough to warrant silicon-level commitment.
The OpenAI update is a different story. GPT 5.6 SOL improvements and expanded free access to Luna feel like positioning moves more than capability breakthroughs. The HN community read it that way too. The top comments were focused on what this signals about where OpenAI sees competitive pressure coming from. Expanding free tier access suggests they're prioritizing user acquisition and retention over immediate monetization of the Luna model.
The model naming taxonomy has also gotten quite baroque. Sol and Luna as suffixes alongside the numeric versioning creates a product line that's getting hard to navigate. Gemini has had similar branding challenges. There's a genuine question about whether this complexity serves users or confuses them. The HN thread had several engineers pointing out that when you're building on top of these APIs, model version proliferation creates real maintenance overhead.
The AI agent oversight paper, 1 in 3 threats missed across 40,000 runs, connects directly to the infrastructure questions raised by AMD Talus and VLLM. The more capable and pervasive AI inference becomes, the more agents we're deploying, and the ScaleX research is a sobering data point about what human oversight actually looks like in practice. It's not that the humans were inattentive or incompetent. The threat commands were designed to be plausible, embedded in legitimate-looking workflows. The researchers found that approval fatigue was a significant factor. After reviewing hundreds of routine commands, humans became systematically less critical of edge cases.
Which is a known phenomenon from aviation and nuclear plant operations. Automation complacency has been studied for decades. The problem is that the AI agent context makes it structurally worse. The volume of decisions requiring human review is orders of magnitude higher than in those physical control systems, and the decisions often happen faster and with less contextual information than a plant operator reviewing a gauge reading.
The policy implication is that human in the loop as a safety architecture may be less robust than we've been assuming. If one-third of threat commands slip through human review in controlled conditions, what's the real-world number in production systems where reviewers have dozens of other priorities?